Good morning. Some of you actually came back. I guess as some of you were here last night. This is not a whole new crowd, is it? I'm not going to take that as a compliment that you came back. Back in the States, when they have seminars like this, they make them pay $150 sometimes before they ever come. And part of the reason is that is so they stay all the way through. Because being good Mennonites, we don't waste money. We have to get our dollars worth out of what we're doing. So they keep coming. I don't think they did that here. But I think that what is actually true is that all of us are hungry. All of us want something more. When I think of that something more, I remember preaching somewhere and the bishop said, "You are going to go see this man." And I said, "I will go if you send somebody with me." So as I walked into the house with this other man, immediately the Holy Spirit started downloading stuff to me of what was going on in that house. And I sat down beside the bed of the man in the bed there, and I started telling him what was going on in his life. The other man said, "I promise you, I didn't tell him anything before we came here." That told me that the things that I was saying were actually true. Well, the man in that bed is still sick, but the man that stood there, or with me, beside that bed, said, "I thought there has got to be something more in Christianity than what we've been living." There's a hunger in us, all of us, for something more. Why? Why is there hunger in us for something more? That hunger is, suppose a fish was always commenting about the wetness of the water. Unless the fish was not made for the water. So there's something in us that was actually made for eternity. And so we are here in time, constantly commenting about time. There's something in us that longs for heaven, but we thought that heaven was only some future time. I'm here to tell you that when Jesus came from heaven and said to us, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," he wants us to live from that eternal perspective in time. That's the hunger that we actually have within us. We have a deep hunger for something more. Unfortunately, we have satisfied that hunger, or tried to satisfy that hunger, with other supernatural things. That aren't Jesus Christ. A lot of you have this prerequisite to the seminar, and this is not like you have to do this before you come to the seminar. That's what prerequisites are. Prerequisites are like before you take calculus, you need to have taken this class and this class and this class. You can't just go from second grade to calculus. You've had to take something else. And so I'm here respecting all of you as being on a journey. And I'm also recognizing that we resist change. And so I'm calling on us in this prerequisite that, look, please, if you're convicted of something here today, don't go home and hide it. Go home and burn it. I'm calling on you, the good in you. There is a spirit. I am very familiar with it because I was bound by it for many, many years. That defends ourselves, and we are the right ones. We are right. And so when we have information that crosses our own rightness, we have to change that information. Or the messenger. I say that understanding that I need to be humble when I say that. Because if I'm saying that in a way to somehow hypnotize you or somehow lord something over you to control you, that's evil. I want you, it's okay for you to sort through what I'm saying. But when you're sorting, understand in your own heart that our nature as fallen, redeemed human beings is still, we gravitate towards our own righteousness. So let me read. We believe the Bible is the inspired word, the infallible, the authoritative word. That means that whatever I think has to submit to what the Bible says. But my interpretation, however, is not infallible. We have said, I'm all in with Jesus.